From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. The United Nations Security Council is holding an urgent meeting this week on continuing violence in western Myanmar that has forced 370,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. The meeting scheduled for Wednesday was requested by Britain and Sweden on Monday after Zayed Raad al-Hussein, the UN's human rights chief, referred to the treatment of the Rohingya as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. He told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva his office has received numerous reports and satellite imagery of Myanmar security forces and local militias carrying out killings and burning entire Rohingya villages in Myanmar's Rakhine State. He also cited reports of Myanmar troops planting landmines along the shared border. U.S. President Donald Trump is hosting Malaysia's scandal-tainted prime minister and praising his country's investment in the United States and the fight against terrorism. Mr. Trump said that on Tuesday that they're working on a very large trade deal, and he say $10 billion to $20 billion worth of Boeing commercial aircraft as well as General Electric jet engines. The deal within 5 years will be worth beyond $10 billion, confirmed Najib, saying that the aircraft would go to state carrier Malaysia Airlines. He says they're committed to 25 planes. And of the 737 MAX 10 plus